Out the wazoo.
Hey, ain't no like a good night, now.
This is how you eat a Big Mac.
Oh, Congo Jones?
It's 8 no.
Oh.
Ryan would be like, come to my party, be like, leave your brims at the door. You gotta take your brim of your hat. You got scissors. Like, what are you expecting me to do?
She looks like Grimace had a baby with fucking Jabba the Hutt.
Hey, yo, welcome back to... Hey, it's your boy, Birdman. Welcome back to Out the Wazoo Podcast, number one podcast out of Delaware.
Yes, sir.
We're back in the Wazoo-dio this week. It's a beautiful week. It is March 24th, and we're straight bulling after last week.
Straight up, rolling in cash.
Been bulling.
We did last week, we did our first ever video episode, so this is episode number two on video, and we had to bless them, right? With the first video episode, we had to bless the folks.
Right. And it wasn't just the first video. It was the first ever rapper interview on podcast, live.
And that's how we blessed them, right?
We blessed them hard.
I put on my tall hat.
Right.
I put on my white robe.
Mm-hmm.
And we blessed them.
Right.
And my luchador mask, and I blessed them. Now, the Pope wearing a luchador mask, though, would be...
That's a flex.
A major flex.
Immediate flex. If he just came out, oh my God, I can't even speak.
Hey.
And it's episode 149.
Are you DJ Premier? He said
Rey Mysterio's theme song.
Follow us on Instagram at Wazoo Podcast. And make sure you hit us up on anchor.fm/Wazoo Podcast. And now on YouTube /Out the Wazoo.
Is that the actual, our name of our account on YouTube is Out the Wazoo?
Well, what am I going to plug to Gmail?
We nailed it, right, though? Like, we actually got Out the Wazoo. Yeah. We're not, like, true Out the Wazoo.
No. We got it. We got
podcast.
It. We got it, boys. We got it.
Because there is another Out the Wazoo podcast. Did you know about this?
Let's kill them.
I think they're already dead. And that's the good part.
Right.
It was two high schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Out the Wazoo. Go follow Out the Wazoo. It was two high schoolers. They released two episodes in 2020.
And they died?
I think they both must have got COVID and died.
Well, no, they didn't get COVID. I sent Chris Brown to the house and beat the shit out of him.
Right.
But allegedly.
It was never proved.
He ran it and ran it, and then he transformed him, right?
Yeah.
I guess so.
I guess. That's the only two songs
we might need to listen to a Chris Brown album just so we know more songs.
Right.
And then never listen to it again.
Okay, but he can see you strip right now.
Okay, right? That's a good one, right? That's a good one. I don't know any more than that,
right?
And the next one you say, I'm going to remember it, right? Yeah. Because it's in here, but I haven't heard it since a pal dance.
He wants to say run it, and transform it again so bad.
I'm trying to think of that song he does with Drake that just came out like a year ago. All the girls just rub their titties do.
I know he did a song with Lil Dicky.
He did song with Lil Dicky?
Yeah, with Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Where it's like they switch bodies.
The N-word. Yeah.
But that's what's unfortunate.
We can't say it though.
Is you can say it, I'll just bleep it out. Just say it right now.
I'm not gonna do it.
No, but say it though.
I like my life.
Okay.
Don't want to be canceled after the second video.
Yeah, man. So we already did the plugs, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We already talked about video podcasts. We already talked about last week. So let's start the episode.
149.
The right way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get this motherfucking cash.
Right.
And get on in it. And you know what? Am I prepared?
Maybe not.
No.
Who gives
so instead of the intro song, we're going to play this.
Yo, your boy Bobby here, nigga. Do what you got to do.
Fuck with him.
Wow.
It's Out the Wazoo, episode 149. So let's talk about shit.
That theme song has been in rotation for 149 episodes, right?
The one that I was going to play or that one that we just played?
3 years of being prepared.
Yeah.
And we're not prepared.
Mm-hmm. I know. I understand. It's okay.
But that's why it's called Out the Wazoo, right?
But hey, we're here and we make mistakes and we learn, baby.
It takes us a while.
We're out here learning, baby. Every day. Hooked on phonics.
You do live right next to a school. Maybe we can sign up for a few semesters.
That's a high school, though. I don't go there because I can't. If I step through the door, right, the cops come. I'm not supposed to be there.
Why not?
I don't go there.
Right.
I'm not a teacher there. Mm-hmm. I don't have a kid who goes there.
Right.
If I'm in that school,
right.
something's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to assume I'm bad news.
You can't pull some like crazy motherfucker.
You can't pull some like Weekend at Bernie's type shit where you just like, we carry you in, pretend you're
a
student. But
then y'all are there.
Right.
We're dead too, though, right?
How are all three of us at Weekend at Bernie's dead?
Hear me out. We find a high schooler.
Okay.
We coax him to meet us at the car.
Whoa.
Hold on. It gets better.
How does it get better?
We knock him out.
Okay.
Right?
It does get better.
So then we Weekend at Bernie's ass and carry his lifeless corpse into the school. Like, hey, we got to take him to class.
Right.
He's sick.
And that's how we get into school.
And then, like, the lame teacher tries to stop us.
He's got Lee Ferrickson disease. He can't walk or speak or anything. And
the Viking?
Yeah, it's Lee Ferrickson.
Happy Lee Ferrickson's Day?
Yeah.
A hang a ding a dirt?
All right.
Wow, y'all are really the king of fucking tangents, aren't you? You just went to Lee Ferrickson Day like that.
Well, speaking of Lee Ferrickson, I can't speak again. SpongeBob, I heard, is
gay.
Not on the air anymore. Oh. I heard it got done.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be done after the creator died.
No, but like they said that the dude Tom Kenny, the SpongeBob, and the other guy is Patrick, they're just completely done with the
project. Well, yeah, that was the contract. After the creator died, he said, I don't want any more new episodes, nothing.
That's crazy, because that show has been on. Dude, it's so weird to me, because I coach kids, and I was like, they're all freshmen, except for a few of the older classmen, and I'm like reading over the resume, not the resume, the chart with their names on it, and like it's like, this kid, blah, blah, blah. 2007 is his birthday.
Mm.
And I was like, whoa, there's SpongeBob episodes older than you, bro. Yeah. And
you coach a kid who was born in 07?
Yes, I coach 11 kids who were born in 07, like three of them born in 06, and the rest of them born in like 05 and 04. So it's anywhere between 10 to 12 years older than them. It's so crazy. Because when I first started coaching, I was like a year or two older than the youngest kid, and now I'm like 12 years older.
A lot of people I work with, they're a lot older than me. They're like in their 30s and 40s. And they look at me as like a kid.
Is that fucked up?
And I'm like, I was born in 95.
Does that
I work with somebody.
You,
not really, because
oh,
I'm fucking
shit out
I'm
me.
You know, I'm 27 and I'm fucking handsome. And these guys out here
relax
36 and looking like a pile of dog shit.
Right.
True. You know
that.
What I mean?
You
I don't
what,
mind.
You know what bothers me the most though about like the old heads you work with that say you're young? Is like when you know like old music and like, oh, whatever. And like, you're too young to know that shit. It's like, fuck you, Bob.
Yeah,
that's why
you didn't you didn't appreciate it like that.
I say, how do you know Creedence Clearwater Revival? It's like, because I went to NAMM, dude.
Right.
That's my theme
song. I have the tweet here about SpongeBob. So it says SpongeBob SquarePants ends its season 13 in 2022.
Mm.
Tom Kenny and Bill. Now I got to be careful with this last name. Fagerbakke?
Cool.
Bill Fagerbakke?
We'll go with it.
Retire together. Tom Kenny and Bill Fagerbakke retire together.
Now, talk about a career right there.
In 2022, SpongeBob leaves Viacom and Nickelodeon because Tom Kenny and Bill Fagerbakke retire by criticism.
Right, but you're saying it weird, right? And you're emphasizing the first three or four
letters. Dude, what am I saying weird? Fagerbakke?
Yeah, you're saying it like real weird.
That's how it's spelled, though.
Right.
Fagerbakke.
Right.
I didn't make his last name. It was the Germans.
How do you know it's German?
Because Fagerbakke, dude. Like, come on.
Dude, that definitely sounds like
Fagerbakke.
Like, that definitely sounds Polish, bro.
Oh, you're going to start discerning between Eastern European countries and dialects?
How fucking dare you?
What?
Polish?
That is so fucked up, dude.
What?
Wow. Are you seriously going to just, like, say Polish people? Or, like, German people? So next thing you're going to say is New Jersey people or, like, Pennsylvanians?
Yeah, exactly.
What are Delawareans
where
like?
Do you get off?
Dude, we're unique, bro.
Where do you get
there
off?
There ain't nothing like us.
Damn right.
Ain't nothing like us.
What a career. Fucking 99 to 2022.
What's good is they retired together.
What'd you say?
I said that's cool that they retired together, though, you know?
Why is that cool?
Well, you know, because it's like
now they
them.
Can go be Fagerbakkes together.
Enlightened.
I don't fucking know, dude. Fuck it, bro. SpongeBob was a great show. Now it's over with. Fucking kill it. Keep it as the good show. Don't ever revive
that
it.
That dude, Tom Kenny, was like a stand-up comedian back in like the early 90s with like Bobby Lee talks about him a lot. And
really?
Yeah. They said they like came up, whatever, we're doing like open mics. And then he just landed SpongeBob.
I wonder if he was any good.
So think about that.
Probably not back then. He's probably on stage going,
I heard.
Everybody was like, this guy's on crack.
I can't remember.
You think he was up there SpongeBobbing it?
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was Tiger Belly or not, but they were saying that he was like a killer on stage.
Oh, for,
and then he
for
just,
real?
He just landed SpongeBob, and he was like a struggling stand-up, making like $50 a night, and then all of a sudden you land a show that's been on for 24 years.
That's probably why his delivery was so good as SpongeBob.
Yeah.
You can't match that delivery of SpongeBob.
It's always funny, too, because you check out his IMDb, he did SpongeBob, and then he did, like, fucking TVMA shows. Like, dude, so the guy who played SpongeBob is out here just, like, saying the F word and making dirty. It's so hard to wrap your head around it.
Yeah, well, they got careers, you know?
I know, but it's just like, imagine if SpongeBob was rated MA, and they're just fucking, like,
well, it used to be. When the show first, like, was brought up to, like, producers, it was supposed to be on Comedy Central.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, and then Comedy Central.
Is that true?
Yeah, this is true. Comedy Central said, fuck this. This is not a good idea for a show.
Well, then they slept on
then
that
one. The creator of SpongeBob took it to Nickelodeon.
I said, let's dumb it down.
Essentially, it's like the same content. They just took out all the bad shit.
Yeah, if you think about early episodes, there's a lot of adult humor.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Not like
for
dirty
sure.
jokes, but it's like things that adults would pick up like,
and it's
how they can relate to Squidward and shit.
What's
like
it? When they took the show to Nickelodeon, Nickelodeon obviously made it for kids, but they kept the like same content and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a fucking hit.
Yeah,
and I remember the bird. He was telling me, Comedy Central like sued Nickelodeon for taking their views because everybody was watching SpongeBob.
That was Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
But that was in the whole era. Like
Ren and Stimpy.
SpongeBob was so big that Comedy Central was pissed off and they were trying to sue Nickelodeon because they were taking all of the
Yeah, video. But think about that. If it ended up being on Comedy Central, how long would it have lasted? 5 seasons, maybe?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean,
it probably would have been like old news by then. Like, Okay, we get it. The sponge is dirty and the star is gay. So it's just like, what are we supposed to do with
that? I mean, when your last name's Faggerbucky,
when your last name
you
is
have
Sandy
no other route
Cheeks,
to go.
Bro, when it's Sandy Cheeks.
Oh, man.
Bring it my way, bro. Imagine how curvy. Her and Pearl.
She was curvy,
been.
Bro, when she took off the spacesuit.
But imagine Pearl, though, bro. Oh, my God.
That bikini, dude, with those two little
Pearl,
A cups.
Pearl started the whole thick
dog, no. Mrs. Puff started the thick movement, bro. That's four seasons.
You needed
no wonder.
Six to pass.
No wonder SpongeBob failed so many times, bro.
You got six.
Woo! Out of what? 60.
100. What?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You needed six.
You needed 600 to pass. You got six.
So, he never got it. Did he ever get his license?
No, he
bro?
Never got his license.
What a fucking moron.
All right.
Anyway,
let's switch gears here. Did y'all hear that Pusha T did a McDonald's diss?
Just looked at the save.
He's just mad at everybody.
Post that you had on the Wazoo page.
Why did he do that? Because his McFlurry machine was broken or something?
I'll give you the backstory.
And it's kind of lit.
Let me guess. He wanted a fucking sundae and the machine was down. And
Pusha T claims that back in the day, he came up with the I'm loving it.
Bull fucking shit.
For McDonald's. He came up with it for them. Mm-hmm. That whole advertising campaign, you know, they, when they did pa-da-pa-pa-pa.
McDonald's I'm made in 1947, whatever.
But I'm loving it didn't come in until, like, they've been changing it steadily. Like, remember when it used to be like, we love to see you smile. Remember that one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't remember that one?
No, dude. No.
Then they had I'm loving it.
I'm straight up, I'm loving it.
They did have, before, they had to do the ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, they
I'm
did
loving
they
it.
Did.
And then they took the ba-da-ba because too much soul, right?
Right.
And it had to be dumbed down.
Right.
So they did just I'm loving it eventually.
Right. So let me guess. She also has the copyrights for I'm into nuggets, y'all. McNuggets.
Was that Burger King did that? Or was
I thought
that
was Mickey D's. My bad. I don't know. I could be tripping.
I've noticed that all the McDonald's now, they don't have the big M. Like, they don't have that sign.
Well,
it's
if you
just,
flip it upside it's down, just, it's a Wombo, bro. All
right, so let's just take a second and watch this diss track. So
can we?
Yeah. Okay. I don't see why not. It's not released on, like, streaming or nothing like that. It's fucking Arby's featuring Pusha T.
Right.
By the way, it's an Arby's ad.
Arby's
and he did an Arby's ad for
desperate,
him, okay?
Bro, because no one's ever going to eat that beef curtain sandwich.
Oh, my
sandwich.
God. Those sandwiches look so bad now.
I don't think I've ever walked into
a I think last time I had an Arby's sandwich was so thick with the roast beef, I was like, I'm just tossing it. There's no way I'm finishing this.
All right, I got to make this smaller so that we can see y'all.
Way too thick.
All right, so let's watch this.
I'm the reason the whole world love it. Now I gotta crush it. Filet-O-Fishes, then you should be disgusted. How dare you sell us square fish, asking us to trust it? A half slice of cheese, Mickey D's on a budget? Arby's crispy fish is simply it. With lines round the corner, we might need a guest list. Exit stage left, the sandwiches taste fresh. A little
also, the sandwiches never look like that. When you get it.
This argument is baseless. Ground and tartar, that filet fish is tasteless. Oh. See, Arby's only deals in the greatness. I bet the house on it like it's Vegas. Look. I could sell water to a whale. How could you ever
produced by Kanye?
Yeah. Probably. The crispy fish sandwich blazing trails. The mother clown's just too frail. Yeah. Mm. If you know me and you know
the
me
montage
well,
of the bear and the salmon.
It was just like war about propaganda in the background.
Yeah. My
this
God.
This is a paid advertisement brought to you by the unrivaled, the unparalleled Arby's.
They do have the meats. That is true.
That's actually the DJ meats.
So they got double thicked up roast beef.
Right.
They got gyros.
They got the Kaiser roll.
And they got fucking pretzel bun sandwiches.
Here's the thing, right?
What won't they do? Make a good sandwich?
Those sandwiches never look like that.
Or
bro. You got a bitch in there who is just not happy with anything about her life.
Dog,
making
her
that fucking sandwich. And she's like, we got the meats, huh, bitch?
Dog,
she's
her,
fucking, y'all think we
she's
had
yanking pubic hair on that sandwich and just slapping all kinds of grease and mouse twat. And
she's taking out her whole day on that sandwich. Right,
she's
dude.
That kind of person who's like, can I get the fish sandwich with extra tartar sauce so she doesn't put the fish patty on? She's just a two buns with tartar sauce in it. It's like
so much
animosity towards making a sandwich
is in that sandwich. Yeah. By the time it comes to your mouth, bro, it's almost like cursed if right. you think about it. Like you bite into that, you're like eating her bad
it's
day.
Like the close up in SpongeBob when you bite a sandwich and the sandwich looks like fucking grotesque and it's like bubbling and it's like hyper HD.
That's why it burns your mouth, dude. Yeah. And it burns your asshole when it comes out.
You can hear souls crying.
Anyway, Pusha T sold out because Arby's, he ain't doing it, bro.
But you know
he
what? Like, fake it till you make it, though, right?
He got the bag, though, right?
Yeah, they got the meats, apparently.
He got
the meat. Here's the thing, right? Bomb, here's bomb, the thing, right? Bomb, now, bomb. The ball is in Mickey D's court.
They're not going to.
They better get Drake. I swear
no,
they
gotta
to
get
God.
Trav. They got to get Travis Scott.
Why would they get Trav?
Yeah, they got to get Drake.
Because he promoted McDonald's.
Yeah, but Drake and Pusha have
Drake and Pusha got
beef.
The beef, dude.
I know.
They both got the
beef.
Beef.
See, that does make sense, but also
yeah.
Trav, though.
I was.
Hey, yo. I'll kill
that's
that
not
roast
what
beef.
Trav sounds like.
I'll kill
like.
That roast beef sandwich like straight I killed them up. Kids at my concert. And then that's
allegedly.
It.
Right.
But I still feel bad about it.
New year, new me.
I don't know, man. I just think it's fucking whack, honestly.
Look, so I agree with you, right? Because it sounds so corny.
Yeah.
But I will give them this. Every time they tried this in the past, it feels fake. Like shitty lyrics.
Right.
You know, they like Reese's Puffs, yeah.
Peanut butter chocolate flavor.
Now, that one was like kind of fresh.
Hit, that was a hitter.
However, what I'm saying is that
absolute
this one
dumper.
Actually, I've never seen an actual like diss
right.
between two brands. And like, I don't like it because they're just going to get more money from it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Pusha T said like the fish filet is shit, you know, like right. in the bar. I mean, right. they blanked out shit, of course, right. but. You know, that's they're upping it a little bit, right? right? Now McDonald's has permission mm-hmm. to just
oh, yeah.
cut Arby's. You know what McDonald's should just do is just
buy
Arby's.
Yeah.
Dude.
Buy
just
Arby's buy and them. Say we used to have the meats. now it's
shut
just,
them
the
down.
Whole Arby's is just McFlurry's. If you want a McFlurry,
go to
Arby's,
bro.
Now we have the meats.
Dude,
that's
the,
McDonald's new
the
logo.
The audacity to stake claim over a 30-year-old slogan
rename
is
them to,
wild.
It ain't today. That old, I don't
I'm
think.
I'm loving it. It's not new, that's for sure.
I'll look it up.
You could rename Arby's to Garby's.
Garbage.
Garby's.
Hey, yo, bro. There's no way that I'm loving it's younger than fucking 20 years.
You know what their new slogan should be, McDonald's? It should be, I'm bussin'.
I'm bussin' it.
I'm bussin' it.
They should get hot sauce.
And yeah.
And then get Drake on the track.
I'm fine with that.
McDonald's started in 2001.
What, the slogan?
The slogan started in 2001.
Even helps me out even better. There's no fucking way he said that.
This is a winning German ad agency came up with the five-note tune and the phrase, I'm loving it.
The Germans, dude. They're fucking getting it, bro.
I'm loving it. Imagine this. Imagine they're at the board. Imagine this. Hans? Right? You'll say, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. And then all the other Nazis at the table are like, yes, yes.
And their Hugo Boss, just all you hear is, just fucking leather squeaking around.
The
like,
plebeians will love this.
God.
Push the nuke button.
With each kid's meal, you get a Ruger. It's like, what? No, we can't give them
a Ruger. Isn't that like a World War II gun?
Yeah, it's like a fucking...
We have so many left over from the war. Just start putting them in Happy Meals, dude.
Oh, man.
Little kid.
You remember when Happy Meals actually had banger fucking toys?
Oh, a Beanie Baby?
Bro.
You'd get a full-fledged Beanie Baby.
Bro, you used to get the like Yu-Gi-Oh card in there, remember?
I got the Land Before Time VCR and a fucking Happy
Meal,
yeah,
you know what?
Bro.
I still got that gold-plated Pokemon card.
Yes. I do, too.
I still got my Pikachu.
Or a Togepi.
I got the Togepi and the Mewtwo.
I remember they had multi-faceted toys, like when the Jungle Book came out.
You connect them and
you
shit.
Had to buy like four different Happy Meals and you can make the a best. Bigger jungle, and it was like Dog. A little baby Mowgli, bro. I was like swinging Mowgli
you
on
remember
the thing?
When Iron Giant came out and you could like I think it was Iron Giant or Mr. or Inspector Gadget or something like that, and you would get like the
one of these motherfucking
go
inventors.
Go Gadget McFlurry.
You'd get the torso, and if you like hit the head, the inside chest piece would spin like he was a robot, and then you can get his arms, you can get
that.
His legs. Yeah. You get to eat like a fat fuck to get a toy.
Hell
but,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, shit, that marketing worked, dude. Yeah, I was like, mom.
The Happy Meals are ass now. It's like apple slices, milk, and a McNuggets. Like, I ain't Michelle Obama, baby. I'm right. trying to get fat.
And those
over
McNuggets
here.
Have never been worse. Can we just clarify that? Like, the McNuggets have never been worse than they are right now.
Yeah.
And I don't go for McNuggets. Downhill. I think I've collectively had McNuggets probably like seven times, maybe.
In your life?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, those are my go-to.
Dude, I used to get the McGangbang, bro. You
always.
Get the McChicken and the
when
dollar.
It was only $2.
You,
now yeah.
you
gonna
get the
80.
McHomeless if you keep eating those things, dude.
You fucking put the, you put the, what was it? You put the McChicken in between the two
there's,
double patties.
There's different
right?
ways you can do it. You can do.
Tell me more about how to
kill
myself.
You can take the McDouble, you can take the bottom bread off, mm-hmm. and then you can just put the McChicken top bun off, have right. it like that, or you can keep the McDouble. Bread on the bottom, and then put the McChicken on the bottom.
What I did was I just split
like
the McDouble down the middle, literally put the whole fucking sandwich of the McChicken in, smash it together.
Now, my love for fast food died when I saw them pull a patty out of a plastic bin in the back, and I was like, oh, that's how they do it?
I was frozen, bro.
I was naive.
All that shit where it's not fresh or not frozen. Always fresh bullshit.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. Like
hey,
getting,
it comes on a fucking
beef.
Truck.
Trying to tell me Wendy's doesn't pack the chuck right there and slap that fucker on the grill.
They got a cow just hooked up to like 10 fucking tubes,
and they got a fucking rotisserie saw. The rotisserie saw Euro style, just chopping it off.
They're just growing them shits with stem cells at this point. In a lab.
At 11:59, they're cutting off the hooves.
You can grow a third leg, and you can also eat McDonald's at the same time, bro.
And they even had, like, remember when there was someone tweeted, like, I only go to McDonald's because Wendy's got them whack-ass square burgers.
Right.
And they were like, oh, yes, just like the
you know
natural shape of the burger.
I got
circle.
Two points to make. You know what's whack is the fucking wholesome Chick-fil-A commercials. I've been going here for 30 years. And then when my car broke down, this Chick-fil-A employee would take my kid to work. And it's like, no the fuck they didn't.
I know, dude.
Because when they're saying my pleasure... Under their breath, they're going, go fuck yourself.
Dude, something's in that Chick-fil-A sandwich.
It's banging, but I hate
those commercials. Something bad is in that fucking sandwich because everybody craves that shit.
It is.
Everybody.
Next level. And
there's something in there.
Your point. The people who work there are the most pleasant people.
They have to be.
Is it like Amazon where like they have cameras? Like if they say or think off the record, the camera's like...
Dog. Like 2016, 2017, I was down at the beach with Miguel, his brother, and their buddy Darren. We all went to the Chick-fil-A on Coastal Highway. And we were sitting there fucking around. I think we smoked. We're high as shit. We're in there. And I think Miguel or Darren goes like that and knocks the drink off the table. And a lickety split second,
right.
And fucking, I swear, he almost caught the bitch. He was, as soon as it fell, in a sliding Michael Jackson fashion, picked it up, and I was like, oh, thank you, sir, my pleasure. And then he walked away, and it came back with a mop. It was like
three, I imagine like
3 seconds
say,
of it dropped on the ground.
If they say anything off kilter, they just get fucking picked up by both arms and carried out.
Yeah.
Just a giant hook just comes out.
They turn him into a cow or a chicken.
Second point I wanted to make. McDonald's breakfast is ass. Can we stop pretending like it's desirable?
Hang on, bro. Hang on, dog. The only you talk about a McGriddle sandwich?
The only good thing out of it is the hash brown.
Y'all talking about the McGriddle, though, with the syrup patty?
I've had McDonald's breakfast once or twice in my life.
How you going to call it ass then? You're like Ryan when he's like, I skipped most of these songs, no, but this album's ass.
Because the one time I remember doing it, it was after Carousel, Sleep Out Under the Stars. We had that camp out.
Yes. That's so long ago.
And I was like 13. I had the steak wrap and I threw it away.
Oh, well, a steak wrap. I'm not eating cow.
Well, I'm just saying. The only thing good out of there is a hash brown.
Banging.
I can't stand when people are like, oh, McDonald's breakfast. Like, they throw a fit when it's 10:30.
Here's
they
what
can't
I'm saying, though.
Anymore. It's like,
first of all,
that.
They do it all day now.
Dinner all day long.
Breakfast all day long. They do it now. Here's why breakfast is better. It's because it's simple and it's almost impossible to fake. And I looked this up. They don't fake the egg, right? You can get you can get the breakfast sandwich two ways, right? You can get it with scrambled eggs or steamed egg, like boiled egg.
Yeah, in a package.
No. The way they really do it is the scrambled egg comes frozen, right? It's an omelet that's just like scrambled, flat, and then they fold it into the shape, and it's frozen, and it comes in this big sheet like a fucking mega pack of condoms. They put all those on a sheet, and then they put them in a steamer, and they just steam them back to life. The raw egg one is legitimately a egg that they have a little circular form, like a little cupcake cutter. They crack it, and they actually fry the egg on the griddle in the back that morning, farm to table to your mouth.
I have a huge problem with fast food breakfast. I don't know why. It drives me fucking crazy.
What about Dunkin'?
I would rather slit my... I'm just kidding. I don't know why I do not desire confectionate eggs. Is that the right word?
Confectionate?
What's the word I'm looking for?
Confederate?
I don't know. Maybe. Far right eggs.
Goddamn dark brown
far
eggs.
Far right eggs. I do not desire any type of fucking egg that is powdered on a sandwich.
Powdered egg,
yeah, fuck that.
I'm just saying.
Hotels do that, bro.
Yeah.
And it's nasty.
Like, if I have to get any, if I ever do like when I go to Wawa, I don't get anything off the breakfast menu. I always get like a fucking protein
bar. That's
bar.
Where you're fucking up.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Wawa breakfast.
Wawa's different, bro.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's not. I do not desire fast food breakfast.
Hey, here's the thing, right? I've been working in fast food for, not fast food, but the food industry for, I would say, probably about four or five years now. Daddy's got secrets.
It's not fast food, really.
Well, no, I didn't mean to say fast food. I'm saying food industry.
Food, yeah.
I got some dark secrets.
In a kitchen.
Hey, Daddy's got secrets.
Is applesauce ready?
Daddy's got secrets.
I didn't breathe like that.
And guess what?
Come on.
Zippers over there.
He pulled the zipper off.
I'm glad he didn't do this. And then
eat it.
Because that is contradictory, bro.
And that is a secret.
But yeah.
We're going to talk off camera. We
fast
gonna talk
food
off
breakfast
camera.
Pisses me off.
Let's talk about actual hip-hop.
Music, right?
Right. What the podcast is actually about. Ryan, you went to a shitty concert.
Well, it wasn't actually shitty because I took a lot of mushrooms.
Tell us how bad it was.
It was fucking crazy good.
Who'd you go to?
I went to
Tame Impala, bro.
I went to Tame Impala,
well,
okay?
You know, stole your thunder, but
I'm an official fucking basic white bitch now, right?
I wouldn't say that. They're
because
fire.
No. I'm saying they're fire, but also, you know,
Alex got hurt.
I
wouldn't say it's
bad. Yeah, they're fucking
it's
awesome.
I mean,
bitches.
Cry in my bedroom when I'm 13 and tell my mom to shut the fuck up, right?
Yeah.
Great music though. And I will say Tame Impala is probably the easiest band to be a part of because it's really only the one guy, and then you just get a bunch of other people to get
roadies to come hit a gong for you every once in a while.
Instruments and shit. But half the show, right, was all light show. All light show. And I guarantee you, because Philly, because he played at the Wells Fargo Center.
What?
Damn, homie did a stadium.
He did the stadium. And
yeah, they're big.
I
wouldn't expect it anywhere else.
Big concerts like that. And I'm assuming my assumption is right. He
I'm pretty sure lip synced the entire concert until the last song.
Oh, most of them. Because
it was,
man.
I mean, every song was on point, on key. He never missed a beat. And, like, obviously the light show was phenomenal. But the very last song he performed, you could tell he wasn't, like, hitting the notes that you hear in the studio. Right?
He was
like,
fucking Britney Spears in it, dude.
Steady studio noise for most of the concert. But I didn't mind at fucking all. I mean, it was still a blowout fucking concert. It was great.
You were shroomed out?
But, like, here's the thing where I'm thinking, like, it's an easy to be a part of the concert, right? The light show, literally, like, in the beginning of the show, it's like some trippy, like, big TV screen. It's like, hello, we gave everybody this new serum in their drinks and their food beverages before they got into the concert hall called Rushium, right? And, like, everybody's like, oh, my God, what's going on? And fucking then the screen starts to, like, glitch out.
Of
like,
course it does, dude. Of course it glitches.
And then it's like, and, like, the fucking screen starts to, like, vibrate. And, like, you know, the girl's face who's, like, describing what's going on is, like, slowing down. And her face is, like, going out, like, this way and shit. No, I swear to God, they do it purposely.
But you're also tripping while it's
But
happening.
I was also tripping balls. And I'm like, this is crazy. Scratching my
face,
fucking eyes.
Why do I have so much skin on my face?
And
start feeling the shit
and
off.
After like every song, there was like always some like light show extravaganza for like maybe 5 minutes. Right.
And they just kept jamming.
They just kept jamming, but the band wasn't on stage.
How?
They would like perform the song, and then the lights would be crazy, and like people would just be so entranced with the lights, you wouldn't even notice. I noticed.
They were like, all right,
you wouldn't
let's
even
just
notice
take a
that
break.
The band, the guy Kevin, he's not even on fucking stage. I was like, they could be doing blow in the back, and nobody would give a fuck, and they don't even know.
It kind of pisses me off.
And then they come back to perform the next song, and then soon as the song ends, they do some more light show shit. And
they're just straight microdosing in the
back. And they're not even, like, on stage.
What was their energy like on stage? Was
he,
like, fucking standing in one spot?
No, he was all over the stage.
That's probably why he limps.
And the whole band was, like, really into it. And there was, like, camera crew on stage. And, like, the big screen behind him was, like, them on stage. But it was, like, all psychedelic'd out. And, like, the fucking – when he's playing guitar, it's, like – I couldn't even describe it. I don't know how to describe it, but it was really fucking dope. And I noticed it was hard to find somebody on their phone trying to record the concert. Normally it's like everybody is like
everybody was
oh
into
my
it.
God. It's made concerts like unbearable.
It was a hard trying to find somebody on their phone. And I thought that was pretty cool cuz like I haven't heard of a fucking drum solo in a long time. The drummer did like a drum solo, the guitarist, you know, pianist, whatever. And everybody did the fucking best they could on the show. And I was like, that's got to be the easiest job, right? Because Tame Impala is so unpopular.
They're just robots.
You think so?
They weren't really there.
If you're going to put on a show like that, I would much rather you like half and half your lip sync.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to put on a show and like run around and perform, mm-hmm. no one wants to hear you give it your all. Because right. then you're like, because yeah, I remember when I saw A Day to Remember when he sat at the outside venue mm-hmm. on Festival Pier.
Yeah.
He got in a hamster ball and mm-hmm. played Monument and went over the whole crowd playing the whole song. And he must have been like, the whole time singing the lyrics. Sure. He's so out of fucking breath. It's like, hey, he should lip sync, you know? Right. But hey, we learn.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that. I like how he gave it a little bit here. Then he lip synced. Yeah. Then he came on, did a little bit. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. How many covers did they do?
No, they didn't do
nothing?
Any. And their opening, did you guys see that text message?
Absolutely not.
Their opener was a black woman. And her band
African American
her band's name was Jungle Pussy.
Oh yeah, you did say that. Yeah,
and
that's kind of fire.
I mean, it was
really
kind of fire.
Was she getting down?
She was, and like when we came into the Wells Fargo, about to get into our seats. I mean, just talking about the raunchiest. She's like, yeah, my pussy's wet, like really over the top.
Right. So she was funky.
She was cultured, and she was funky, and I was just like,
speaking of funky,
this just seems a little too much. Like,
everybody's here to see Tame Impala.
What's up, YouTube?
It's right? Your boy. So you got
Jungle Pussy.
So you got
it's
like,
your boy Jungle
you
Pussy.
You got a certain crowd here.
Yeah.
And then you got some bitch on stage.
Yeah, you're definitely old heads there for
singing
sure.
Singing about her pussy.
Now,
like singing though, like I'm
you
talking
partied
singing.
With Michael Phelps.
I did.
That guy
see,
looked.
Did you see that Snapchat?
Just like him,
dude. The guy's gotten so much. Like I talked.
I double take
and
it.
He was
oh
like,
my God.
He was like, dude. People call me that all the time.
When you sent it and said, a party of Michael Phelps, I was like,
hell.
Like, I was like, what? Yeah. That looks just like
dude,
him, bro.
Tall, had like the
caveman like, yeah.
Big ears, bro.
Big Neanderthal
like,
looking motherfucker.
It was my brother in law's brother's friend. And I was like, bro.
So your brother in law.
I was like, are you Michael Phelps? And he laughed and he just kind of shrugged it off. He's like, no, but you don't understand how much I get that. And I was like, that's
so
sweet, though.
If it's your brother-in-law's brother.
No, it's my... You didn't listen.
No, I
it's
did not.
It's my brother-in-law's brother's friend.
So if it's your brother-in-law's brother, does that make it your brother-in-law as well?
No, because he the brother isn't marrying my sister. That would mean both
by
brothers...
By marriage, are, though, right?
The both brothers aren't marrying my sister.
Why not? She doesn't think he's pretty?
You're crazy.
How disrespectful is that? It's like, oh, brother, you're not going to say.
I'm nervous.
You're nervous?
No, I'm fucking with you. It was just some shit we were talking about last episode, and you didn't catch on, and now I look like an idiot.
You don't look like an idiot. We all look like an idiot.
Yeah. So, new music, right?
New chain.
What?
Nah, dude, same chain, different day.
No.
That's a sparkly chain if I've seen one.
His shit's tarnished as fuck.
Tarnished, bro. Don't get invader. Started with the chain talk, all right? We already settled this.
I'm just saying you got to take it off when you shower, fit, and it's fine, bro.
Right, and you don't have to take it off when you shower because it falls around your waist.
I turn into one of them belly dancers that hang from here.
You should hang yourself from it.
Oh.
It got dark.
I might. Because you
so new music. All
right, so if I'm not on the next episode, you all know what happened.
It's Jake's fault.
Let's talk new music.
I know Denzel Curry dropped something with fucking T-Bang.
Uh-huh. Did you hear it?
No, actually, I did.
How are we going to talk about
it? Bangs.
It is good.
It no,
bangs.
I did.
It
I did
is good. And I think the album is going to come tonight, if I'm being real.
Really?
He's dropped 3 singles.
He did say he was going to drop sometime in March.
I think it's tonight. He's got 3 singles done.
Did he say the 25th? Because that's tomorrow.
He did. So he dropped the first single on January 24th, the second one on February 24th. Today is March 24th. So if he dropped it at like 11:59.
I don't think he dropped the song today, though.
No, Trouble came out last Friday.
Right.
Or close to
and
it.
And that was the 18th.
I'm saying the album is coming out,
oh.
I think, tonight. I think we're going to get the Melt My Eyes, See Your Future tonight.
That would be fucking sweet.
It'd be the soundtrack to my life, dude.
What if it was just unlocked
3.1? Those are the only 3 new songs, the ones that he already released.
Off so bad.
I don't know, bro. A lot of people are saying like this album of the year already, and I'm just sort of sitting back like.
That's the same motherfuckers who think that buying a game like pre-game before it's released are the people who are like, it's going to be the greatest game ever.
Yeah,
and
I mean.
Comes out
yeah, they all said
trash.
That about Cyberpunk, and it was
I can't
good.
Invest in right. this.
Do you know how much hype was over Cyberpunk?
Cyberpunk lost so much money. Like how much?
Holy
they,
shit!
How innovative they tried to make that game, and how
everybody
awful
was like,
it was.
"This will be the next generation."
It was supposed to be
gamers.
The future. It was like the first like in-gen game, wasn't it?
Yeah,
a new generation game, and it was just had so many bugs.
Yeah,
like, no one, and they never fixed it. They said, "Oh, we're just going."
They did fix it,
sweet, but they were, at that point,
it's too late.
The
they
rug.
Fixed it yeah. for the people who like stayed around,
which wasn't many.
And
I think
then
we did that chart. It was like. Grossing games, and it was like at the peak of Cyberpunk, it was like 10 million in sales, and like 3 weeks later, it was at like 50,000. I was like, that's not good.
Yeah,
they got fucked on that.
Mm-hmm. And what's worse is that they had all that pre-sale shit, and then when the game came out, everybody was
you know who didn't get
shit.
Fucked? John Wick, bro. That boy walked out with a bag.
He did walk out with
him
a bag.
And his fucking cyber arm.
All he had to do was say like a few lines, probably.
Wake up, samurai. Remember the fucking
he said,
commercial
it's
was?
Red time. Pill or blue pill. I was like, Keanu, that's wrong script.
That was dope. They had him
ooh,
in the.
You guys game. Killed my dog. I was like, no, wrong script, bro.
Any new music?
Yeah, Lil Uzi Vert and Nigo dropped the track.
What's it called?
I had put my phone over here, so I didn't.
Lil Uzi Vert and
Lil Booty Squirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's probably fire. I just got. There's a lot of new music. I just got on a Lil Uzi Vert cake, and it's definitely not
It
new.
Is called Heavy.
This tells me that, you know, this tells me Nigo's dropping an album.
Yeah, because he did Kid Cudi, Pusha T, ASAP, and Lil Uzi, all within.
Who is Nigo?
He's just a producer.
And the songs that are coming up are
the beats are very unique.
Wait, Nigo? I thought you said Nigo.
N-I-G-O.
Nigo, N-I-G-O. Oh. And Nigo was.
I was going to say, Nigo's dropped Culture 3, what, last year?
Yeah, we reviewed it last year.
Straightening.
With the fucking snacks. What was it? Migos snacks? What was it?
The rap snacks.
Rap snacks. Those were trash.
Garbage. I mean, my belly hurt.
Deontay Hitchcock started his album rollout. Mm-hmm. So we got Alone, the first single from the new album, which is coming. I'm guessing it's Best is a new album that's coming out.
Probably. Either that or this is like some sort of EP.
I don't know. He said it's his new album. It's like the best work he's ever done. And he's like super excited to drop it.
Maybe it is Best.
Still Instagram posts of his new song, still only getting like 1,100 likes.
Right.
Shit pisses me off. I like want to go in the comments.
Disrespect.
And just be like, just rage, you know? Rage.
Who's sleeping, bro?
But I don't. For respect.
Mm-hmm. He did blow up a lot with the those TikToks about like finding a hoe and shit.
Oh yeah,
we done found a hoe.
Yes. Yeah, dude, that was viral for a minute.
When you meet a girl and you're FaceTiming her and she's got a Marilyn Monroe poster in the back of the
It was a tapestry, LED red lights, and then it was like hair in a ponytail.
And then everybody else was coming out with more shit. Like, just all remixes. When you find a girl with these types of fucking pants and it's like those pajama ones.
Oh. With the mosaic on
the
forbidden pants.
It's like, we done found a hoe.
Turns out there's a lot of things that make a chick a hoe, dude.
Yeah.
Because there was like 29 remixes. Yeah. I was like, now that is a hoe. It's like some chick like just regularly cooking dinner, and it's like, we done found a hoe.
When you ask what's for lunch and she wants to take you to Arby's, we done found a hoe.
Hell yeah.
I had a song on here that just released, but I can't
find it. It's so annoying that, I mean, the whole thing with not playing music on the podcast is that if we try to monetize the content, we get striked for that.
Right.
If we don't monetize the content, we can play it. So it's a shame that we're trying to collect that bag because otherwise I would try to play these songs for you. But 42 Doug and SG just dropped a song called Free the Shiners.
Oh, I bet it is fire, bro.
It goes crazy.
And Wazoopials out there know we love 42 Doug.
Oh, that JID track, the feature track you were talking about.
On that new Cool Kids album.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to talk about that probably next episode since we're running out of time here. But
Hookie.
What a weird album, I thought. Like, I was totally...
I tried to look at the album you sent. What was it, Before You Were Weird or something?
Before Things Got Weird.
I tried to search the song with JID on it. I couldn't find it.
Well, we will come back to it because it's brand new. It just came out last Friday. They already dropped another album somehow in the last week. So they're dropping like crazy shit and they're getting good features. And then they had a few songs on there.
Who are they called?
The Cool Kids.
The Cool Kids.
They're two guys. I thought they sounded good, but then on second listen, I was like, this is kind of boring.
Their previous album, though, had like Boldy James on it.
For real?
Yeah. I gotta go back. I was looking at previous albums. I was like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
Right? I thought it was maybe like another like Dreamville type
Maybe
shit.
They're producers.
But they had like Boldy James on there and shit. And
back with the fire shoes, I see.
Flicks.
Yeah. But you know, I was talking.
Right? That's okay. I fell asleep.
Totally just segued and cut
Roll
off,
it
right?
back, though, right?
I did kind of fall asleep a little bit, so make it interesting.
And now let's not talk about your shoes, right?
I don't need
those. Those are atrocious, right?
Hey, but camera
is
pointed.
You need to bleach them. You need
cameras,
to bleach
I put them in the washing machine.
Them.
And, I put them in the washing
machine.
You lost.
That pisses me off.
There's a lot of... Okay, let's get back to music. Lil Durk already dropped a new song on the deluxe of 7220, Computer Murderers.
Boo.
It kind of goes hard. It's in the same vein as the rest of the album, which we're about to review tonight. And then I got all these other songs, which I'm telling you, you got to listen to these. They're so hot, bro. Mm-hmm. Set It Up by Pope Baby. I don't know who Pope Baby is, but Set
Pope
It Up.
Baby?
Set It Up by Pope Baby.
Why
Banger.
Wasn't it Baby Pope? Because all these rappers out here got Baby and like, it's, you know, Baby Rose, Baby.
Because this guy's being different, right? Pope, Baby. put the baby at the end, pope right? Baby. Nobody put the baby in a corner.
Right.
Put the baby at the end.
So he's not a baby. Pope. He's not a baby pope.
He's not pope either. It's pote. Baby. Pote.
Pote?
Pote. P-O-T-E.
Oh, I thought you were saying pope.
No, I'm saying pote.
I thought you said pope with a P.
Pote.
You're saying Pam?
Baby.
Pote baby.
Set it up.
Well, what's pote?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Okay.
Listen to that song.
It's fire.
Can we move on?
Yes.
Okay. Next song. Beat 'em Down.
Okay.
By E the Prophet.
Okay, I like that name.
E the Prophet. And guess how Prophet's spelled?
With an F.
With an F.
You're mad.
P-R-O-I-F-I-T. E the Prophet.
Wow. Well, he can't have two P's in his name, right? Because that's not good.
It's Fuego.
Well, he's pushing. That's for sure.
Beat 'em Down by E the Prophet. Next one. Let's Get It. Remix featuring 21 Savage by Huncho. Now guess how
Huncho Jack?
Now guess how Huncho is spelled.
Can I?
H-U-N-C-H-O.
No.
Huncho. H-U-N-Q-H-O.
Oh, it's closer, but no.
Okay.
H-U-N-C-H-Y-O.
Huncho. No. One more guess?
Nope.
H-U-N-X-H-O.
Oh, on,
just for that, I'm not listening.
So Chinese with it, you know? Huncho. Featuring 21 Savage.
And we're can't canceled. Do that.
What? I can't say Huncho?
That's not.
It's
your
literally
culture.
The word H-U-N-X-H-O, Huncho.
Right, but you're not Asian.
Jake just did a oops. Did
I didn't
do
it. I didn't
do
anything. I just said Huncho, dude. I just said it, and what I did is my neck got tight.
Urkel.
I said Huncho.
Did I do that?
Right, I did an Urkel voice when I said Huncho. Fuck. Huncho.
No,
oh, you did it again.
That was Urkel.
That was more Samurai.
Dirty Work by Grip.
Ooh.
Y'all didn't listen to the
I
Grip
don't
song,
really
did
listen
you?
To Grip.
Dirty Work by Grip.
As much as you like.
Gotta check that out, right?
Okay, okay, okay.
Dirty Work by Grip. And then after that, I don't have anything new because those are my new songs for the week.
Yes.
Anything from y'all before we go to the ad break?
I don't think so. I think let's do the Anchor ad. I almost said Acorn ad.
Right.
And then we're going to review our two albums by Lil Durk.
Mike Dimes.
Mike Dimes.
Best rapper out
chill,
right now, bro.
Chill out.
Motherfucker is...
No, stop. Stop. It's okay.
Back up. No, back up. All right, we are back. From that Acorn.
Good Lord, that was a sweaty ad break.
Speaking of sweaty,
I saw Alex's
so
dirty
hot,
hole.
Jeez.
This room is always hot.
But I wasn't
nothing
hot
I can
last
do about
episode.
No,
you
no,
guys
no.
Fucking...
It, no, it was fucking
bro,
hot.
Bro, you were like a steam Sunday, lobster bro. Last Sunday.
He was turning red.
God. It was fucking hot as shit.
I had to take my sweatshirt off.
I was swimming in my boots.
Yeah, dude, it was hot, hot, you know?
God.
It was like hot.
I was in like...
Everything Liddy and Lewin is hot.
Everything hot boy Texas
Pete. Fuck.
Let's do our album reviews for this week, dude. One what's episode. Up? It's your boy Birdman with Out the Wazoo. Here
shoulders
on YouTube.
So stiff, bro.
Neck so retracted.
Straight scoliosis. And
I wash cars. This is
Jesus.
Our album review, right?
Oh,
so
bro.
We're going to start. With, I'm going to say Lil Durk's 7220, yeah. right?
Thank you.
Because yeah. I know that you want to get it out of the way yes, so that we yes, can get to yes. Mike Dimes, right?
Ooh,
who
ooh,
is a dime.
Ooh, Mike
so
Dimes.
Let's start. Let's talk about Lil Durk. What do we know about Lil Durk?
We know that
he's from the trenches.
The motherfucker is from Memphis, right?
No, Chicago.
Absolutely. First thing he says, wrong. Dude.
Chicago.
I thought you said he was like the next.
No,
because like,
he always
thing.
He talks about O'Block and shit all the time. He's from Chicago.
From Chicago.
Yeah, but weren't you guys saying that? He
no,
was
him.
Because like
him and King Von are all from Chicago and shit. They're always talking about.
He brought Pooh Shiesty.
Right.
Out of Memphis.
That's right.
Into Chicago
okay.
to record the video for Back. In
blood. Got you.
Right. Right. Sorry.
You're good. You're
from
good.
Chicago, right? From the trenches.
Okay.
From O'Block.
From
which
what,
is supposedly
Chi-town?
A not so great area.
It's a part of Chicago you don't want to get lost in.
Sounds like a real rough and tumble
a bunch
type
of knuckleheads
block.
Down there, bro.
Sounds like a just real a
bunch of goofballs just goofing around.
I mean, just bunch of delinquents, yeah. you know. Just
we took it to delinquent though.
Oh boy, so, it's a rough area. You definitely want to keep the lock
stop, stop,
on the
stop,
door.
Stop. Let's talk a little dirt.
Right.
Okay. this album is called 7220, and
why?
I believe I could be wrong. He's dropped a ton of mixtapes before this, bunch of EPs and shit. Mm-hmm. Nothing I don't think has ever been officially an album. This is his like first, I think, official album, studio album.
What? No way. Dude.
But he's got all these other previous albums, and I don't know what the difference is with this one, but this one might be on a new label, and it might be released independently. Right. To be honest, I didn't look too far into it. I just bumped it, right? I just had to bump it.
We just bumped.
I'm like,
out here in At the Wazoo, we bump.
I just bumped it.
We listen first, ask questions later.
So, 7220. This album is, it was a long one, I thought, right?
A little too long.
45 minutes, something like that. And essentially, what we get is Lil Durk for, I don't know, like 15 tracks. I'm going to pull it up here. Basically, being, to me, I'm going to give my opinion first, way too open. Way too open. With like gangster shit. And we, I think what the intent was to give us insight into what it's like being Lil Durk. Now, Lil Durk has seen like everybody around him die. When you talk about somebody who's from the trenches, I mean, they call him the voice, right? Mm-hmm. He's the voice of the streets because he's from the streets and he's still in the streets, even though he's got mad money now. Like he was just on $1 million worth of game. Mm-hmm. I sent y'all that interview.
Yeah.
He was in a house in Southside Chicago with $1 million in cash. Just $1 million bricked up, bro. Like 25 racks of 40K, just like bomb, right?
Right.
The man has a lot of like influence in gangster rap right now. And I think he wanted with this album to really like, you good? I thought he said he wasn't high. Jesus, he has
Dude, absolutely more skin.
Sorry, I had to. I did not. I forgot.
Good thing I made our account 18 and up.
He's too open. Okay, so the album is 17. The new deluxe that just came out is 18 songs, right now. 47 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why it's too open, right? I'm going to tell you a couple songs that I picked out with lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
The first one being Shootout at My House, right?
Right.
Now, I'm going to just, these are real questionable lyrics, and I want to get Lil Durk on the line to answer for what he said. At Shootout at My Crib, he says, I ain't going to cap. It's going to smell like Perks and Lean when I fart. That's just one line, right?
Right.
That he said in Shootout at My Crib. I ain't going to cap. It's going to smell like Perks and Lean when I fart.
Right.
Did we need to know that? Well, probably not. And also, I'm trying to know what that smells like.
Right.
I personally
know what that smells like.
In No Interviews,
right,
which I thought was one of the better songs on the album because it had a great beat, a decent chorus, when he was like, I just popped two perks and a song. I just popped three perks and a song. I thought it was good, right? It had good instrumentality.
Right.
It all sounded beautiful. He says in No Interviews, first of all, he just told us that when he farts, it's going to smell like Perks.
Right.
Next song, No Interviews, I'm not doing Perks anymore. Because he saw the Juice WRLD documentary.
Okay.
Right, a little bit of hypocriticism.
Right.
That a word?
Hypocriticism?
Yeah. Hypocriticism. Now, next bar,
hypocrisy.
Right?
Hypocrisy.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow. Learned something from Bobby Blunt's, right?
Bobby Blunt's? Bobby Blunt's?
Yeah.
Bobby Blunt's.
Next bar.
Right.
I went to court off a Percocet, right? Immediately back to Percocet.
Okay. Yeah.
Had to open my ass.
Been there. Oh, we've been.
That's a second questionable bar. Now I've got one more. Okay,
I know you saved the best for last.
In Federal Nightmare,
right?
Okay,
mm-hmm.
not a real special song on the album, but right. a good one toward the end.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Now this isn't that like sus, but it's just like way too open."
Okay,
or maybe it's not. Right? You tell me. As a kid, a grown woman tried to rub me.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
As a kid, a grown woman tried to rub me. And then next bar is probably off Percocet.
Right.
So we learn that Lil Durk, A, farts.
Right.
B, does Percocet.
And keeps them hidden up his ass.
C, had to open his ass.
Right.
And D, was molested when he was a child.
Right. Seems like a good all-around guy.
A lot of knuckleheads in Chicago.
They're goofing around, bro. They are goofing around.
They're just in the wrong place at the wrong time, I tell you.
A bunch of rascals, honestly.
This album went, I think, number one or number two.
It did. It was number one for a long time. And he was saying that he's bigger than Drake right now. And that's always some talk. You know what I mean? Like, you got to fake it till you make it.
After he put you on, laugh now, cry later.
That is what blew him up.
Right. You got to fake it till you make it. The audacity. But like also saying something like that is like.
Here's why he's not Drake.
Right.
Besides Broadway Girls with Morgan Wallen, mm-hmm. which we could have a whole conversation on that song. It is good. But we could talk about the ethics of it forever. Mm. That song has like 70 million plays.
Jesus.
I'm like fucking having a hard time talking here. Am I okay? Nervous? A little hot, maybe nervous. Aha.
Right.
The fourth track on the album, which is a diss track on NBA Youngboy.
Correct.
That's the next highest song. Sorry, second highest song with 17 million. Mm. That's why he's not Drake. Because if you look at Certified Lover Boy right now, I bet you the worst song has 17 million plays.
Probably more than that.
Do you want to look real quick?
Yeah,
just
let's
do a double check.
Let's just look.
CLB. How come he never dropped a fucking deluxe?
Good. I'm glad he didn't.
Because no one wanted it.
Here you go. Oh, it's not even close.
Give us
dude.
The numbers, Bird.
The lowest on the whole album is 30 million plays. And that's the very last song, dude. Highest? We're talking
Way Too Sexy.
Knife Talk, 290 mil. Way Too Sexy, 312 mil.
312, bro.
Girls Want Girls, 225 mil. I mean, these songs, this is why you're not Drake.
What was it? Way Too Sexy? Definitely had way more views because of the video.
Kawhi Leonard,
bro. The video was funny as shit.
Great. Awkward ass Kawhi Leonard in there just dancing.
But to get back on Lil Durk,
yeah,
I
tell
agree.
Me about it.
This is way too open. And also, rappers now, they're like really getting into their feels. Like, yeah. I felt sad listening to this shit.
I feel like I didn't need to know that much about him.
And obviously, you know, when you're coming up in the trenches, it's not fucking sunshine, right? Everybody's
we're all goofing around.
They're goofing around and they're going to get into some bad shit.
They're just roughhousing.
But good Lord, I mean.
A little bit of horseplay.
Definitely some horseplay.
I feel like all of these rappers now are starting to really like get in their feelings, right? And like practically crying in that studio.
Yeah.
Screaming and crying
probably
in that studio.
Crying on that pussy.
Yeah, I felt like I didn't need to know this much about him. Like it wasn't bad, and but I was like, I just, like you said, way too open. I was like, ooh.
But we need this, right? We need this.
I think Dirk needs this.
I think Dirk needed
Dirk
it too.
Probably got a lot of bottled up emotions.
PTSD.
Oh yeah, lost
and
his
you can tell
friend.
By the way he stares at cameras.
I think
people, he's like a,
I think people are still trying to find even a higher elevation of what Juice WRLD was going for. Like Juice WRLD was really open about like his depression, his pills,
Demon Time.
Demon Time was all the time, really. But like,
ain't that
he had a good voice, and he wasn't like too over the top with everything that was personal in his life. I feel like people are still trying to ride that wave and trying to find a connection to go in another branch of rap, like because all these fucking rappers are like getting real fucking sweet out here.
So you think soft. When Juice WRLD died? We kind of lost that like branch of hip hop that was all emotional. And now
yes.
you got rappers trying to like push that branch further.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the best form of the branch. I'm not saying there's still rappers doing it, but I think he's saying Juice WRLD was the best possible outcome for mm-hmm. that.
Because there's so many avenues when you go into
him
rap.
And X. When X and him both died, it's like that whole, like that, there was a whole
sad
era
rap.
Of music that kind of died.
Yeah.
Uzi's still doing it. Trippie right. Red kind of doing it.
Fuck Trippie
he Red. He kind of went rage on us.
Honestly, I would rather listen to Slow Tie than Trippie Red.
My guy. So you like Slow Tie now?
I mean.
I'll take it.
I'm just saying.
So, favorite tracks, though?
All right. Aha. Mm-hmm. Don't respond to shit with Vaughn. I'm like, fuck it. Go ahead and get your gun. And that was perfect, dude. That's what it sounds like in the song.
Yeah.
Next song, I told you guys, the one song I thought was, it might be the best hip-hop song of all time. And can I remember the name of it? No. Which one was I saying was like, the one's like, the police pulled me over because I'm dark-skinned.
It was, I think it was Grow Up, Keep It On Your Shoulder.
Is it?
That's
oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
My
yeah.
ear. I'm listening to it, and I'm like, bro.
Oh, you did it so good. my ears.
I'm thinking how he's singing that in the studio, bro. Ears.
Have you guys watched the Bo Burnham comedy specials?
No.
He does this thing at the end of his one special. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Make Happy,
right,
where he parodies Kanye West and how Kanye would just like say random shit, but mm-hmm. at the very end it would just hit this like auto-tune melodic note, and he'd be like, I don't understand why people don't eat more taco, bro. And they would just go like crazy. This mm-hmm. reminded me of that so much. But I'm telling you, like,
I'll have to watch that.
The reason why
Bo Burnham is a good comedian.
And it's on his new special too. Okay. He's got some really good shit. I thought I heard it the first time, right, and I was like, oh shit. Like, yeah. Lil Durk is, he's on like another thing. Like, that's, to me, I like to hear new.
Right.
That was new.
That definitely was new. And it was probably one of my favorite songs, not because like I enjoyed it so much, but just because it was so different. And like, I'm thinking like, a part of me thinks like, damn, these guys are really running out of shit to sing about.
Right? They just got to sing different now.
But Dirk's doing a good job trying to rap and also be trappy and also sing, you know, the guy we reviewed,
being the voice
last week. What? Who was it? It was,
God damn. Last week, I got it right here.
It was,
we did Back for Everything. Kodak.
Yeah, Kodak. Kodak was trying to sing shit and it wasn't there.
I love it though. Like, we're like really deep into industry rap right now. Like, Kodak is like heavy industry rap. Yeah. Lil Durk is heavy industry rap. Like, these are rappers that are triple A tier rappers in rap right now.
But you know, Kodak also rapping about pissing on a girl's clit. You know, it's fine, right? But,
and that's Dirk rapping about smelling like Lean and Perk when he farts, you know?
But yeah, Aha.
Did you do that, dude?
Great song. I liked it a lot. I thought it stood out more than the other songs on this album because there were a lot to take in.
16, though, not up, crazy.
Yeah, but they kind of all meshed and like kind of sounded the same.
They did.
I don't know. When you're so industry like that, like, you have a sound and that's what people are fucking sticking to, dude. Like, when you get fucking bags like Lil Durk is right now.
For sure.
A fucking $1 million.
For sure.
In South Chai. I mean,
Chirac.
You're obviously doing something right.
For sure.
Right? And it's resonating with people, but like, also maybe rap about something else.
Yeah. Well, you want to go back to just gangster shit? Just rap about killing people? Like, what else can he rap about?
That's the thing. Like, what else could he rap about?
Well, he could do this and do Broadway Girls with Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. I did like that song.
That song was...
And I actually never knew who Morgan Wallen was until he said the N-word.
A fucking vibe that song was, man.
What if the whole thing about the N-word with Morgan Wallen was like, all you got to do really is just say it in context, and everyone's cool with it.
Absolute flex.
Like, Morgan Wallen just was
when you say stuff like that on media, it can be chopped and screwed and fucking twisted, and just you could make Morgan Wallace just say N-word. Hard R.
Right.
And you're like, well, he said it. Right. Kill him.
Right? Head Taps was good too.
Kill him though.
Head Taps was good.
Head Taps was a good song.
And to be honest, like, I wrote my favorite songs down, but even then, like, it's hard to differentiate what song sounded like what. I just know growing up, keeping it on the shoulder song with the that was just stood out so much just because it was so crazily unique.
I love it.
Did you have any other favorite songs? Because I'm so fucking hot right now.
Head Taps, talked over so Broadway Girls, and Aha was Aha was fucking good. Uh-huh. Yeah, I like that song
now
a
lot.
Now
let's rate this fucking album.
Right? All right, I'm going to go 6 on lyrics. Just, you know, a little too open for me. Not too memorable. I don't know. I feel like Lil Durk is getting a little too... what's the word I'm looking for?
Mainstream?
Not mainstream. He's getting a little gassy, too repetitive. I just feel like every Lil Durk song kind of is the same song.
Yeah.
And production, I'm going to go with a 4.5.
Jeez, a fucking dumpster.
It's just like, they're just not memorable for me. I don't take anything away from this. Uh-huh. The only one I do is Broadway Girls, because that's the only memorable song really for me. This just wasn't good to me. I didn't enjoy it really. Mm-hmm. It was a hard listen. And I just not, I'm not saying Lil Durk's not good. This was not good.
Yeah.
So what's that an overall for you?
Five.
Five straight?
Yeah.
All right. I'll go.
Okay.
You close it. Lyrically, nothing special to me, but I like the experimentation. So it does give it a little buff. I've been realizing lately that like everything that I've been rating has been around a seven mm-hmm. or above. So I want to start calibrating downward. So I'm kind of more in line with Alex on this one. I think the lyrics is going to go down to like almost a five because I think the content was way too much detail. And the actual rapping, I didn't think was that impressive. Mm-hmm. His actual lyrics, I didn't think was that impressive. Now, he's a good rapper. Just I didn't think that he's not on nearly the same level as like Boldy James or something like
not
that, who
all.
We would give like a nine.
Right.
So I got to bring him down. Production-wise, kind of industry-level production, nothing really special. So I'm going to go probably a six on it, and it's probably going to be a 5.5 for me. Mm-hmm.
Overall?
Overall, yeah. Go ahead.
Lyrics, I'm going to say maybe a four. I think, like you guys said, I did not take much away from this album. I don't think he really rapped his best rap on this album. And if this is his first studio official album, I get like why he did the theme that he did, because like everybody wants to know the perspective of who this guy is.
Right.
I just think opening your ass on a song as a little too much, right? Like make it documentary and that would be fire, right? Don't put it in a song. Also,
opens his ass is going to be in the title of this one.
You know, he is making memorable shit, and this is obviously resonating with the right crowd because he's making bags, but I am not that right crowd. And I don't understand because, hey, look at the pigment of my skin, okay?
Yeah,
I'm
I
not
grew
in
up,
the trenches.
I grew up in the
I
suburbs.
I don't understand this, but I don't understand the struggle.
I didn't have the experience necessary.
So
either.
I'm just rating it low just because of just all the other such raw talent we've reviewed on this podcast over the last few years.
Yeah.
You know,
boy.
It's been like what, 4 or 5 years since 2017?
A while.
5 years.
A while.
That's five.
Yeah.
That's a lot of rappers that we've been reviewing.
Well, we've only been doing this since 2020.
Well, us three, yeah. But overall.
To do rapping.
You know, we still listen to rap, though.
What do you want to give this production?
I'm sorry. It's so high, I can't even concentrate.
I know, dude. I'm sorry.
Production, I will say I liked a little bit better. But still, I wasn't too crazy about it. I'm going to rate it like a 5.5. I think it all like sounded well. You know, the production was there. Obviously, it just there was nothing that really stuck out to me that he was trying to make like a statement about.
Sure.
And the sound just really kind of sounded the same, except for like a few pockets here and there where he's like singing that crazy chorus.
Overall,
I think I'm just going to give it a 5, and that's my review of 7220.
Mike fucking Dimes, dude. All right. Couldn't contain my excitement any longer. Mike
let's
Dimes.
Let's bring it back for the viewers, right?
Let's bring it back
to when we first heard of him.
A couple episodes ago, probably what, 130, 120?
136.
I suggest,
blamed Dylan about it.
I said, no, that was when he said he put us on.
Right.
No, this was like when I sent Wiss, because that's when we could play songs. And I was like, all right, because you did Comethazine. What the fuck?
I did Boslin.
Yes, I'm sorry, Boslin. I don't know why I keep saying Comethazine. You did Boslin, and we're like, oh, God, this guy is pretty good.
Yeah.
Ryan found a gem. You know, let's keep up with him, which we are.
And right after you.
And then right after, Wisk popped up, and I sent it to the chat, and we're like, damn, this fucking dude's pretty tight. We like him a lot. And then we listened to D-Log, and we broke that down, figured out Mike Dimes is a Texas rapper, huge influences from like ASAP, Bone Thugs, all that shit. So he's got this big, dirty Texas chopped and screwed style to him. And it's just like shit we wanted to keep seeing. So what I wanted to actually make a point was, what a kick in the balls to new rappers that Mike Dimes is fairly new and No Trends has 22 million streams already. And we're trying to get people like Deontay getting out of fucking under 100,000 already. So it just goes to show when something's hitting, people like flies on shit just
and,
get on
and
it.
And you know what it is, bro? I think what it is, I've said this a long time, it's the voice.
It's the voice.
His voice although it doesn't change up much, it's like the same level the entire time. He's got a fucking iconic voice.
But dude, yeah, this fucking album, In Dimes We Trust, came out, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, two Fridays, yeah, March 13th, I think, March 8th, 12 songs, 30 minutes. It is a banger album, mm-hmm. banger album. There is no bad songs on this. You guys might think differently. This album was an absolute fucking hit for me from track one to the end.
What were your favorite songs?
Well,
which ones didn't you favorite?
Right.
I had the whole album.
Everything in my favorited. Playlist.
But Home, obviously. So I'm going to give you the three popular ones. It's Home, Backroom, and Wiss. But then it's you got Love, Paparazzi, No Trends, and then your fucking boy Duke Deuce with Where to Party At.
Oh my God.
You want to talk about...
I'm going to say what I'm going to say when I review my songs.
Dude, this album is just a straight vibe the whole time. It's a fucking hard vibe. It passes.
He's from Texas. From Houston? Do we know like where in Texas he's from?
I think actually it's Austin. I think Austin.
I'm from Texas, because he's like, excuse my grandma.
Because he is like TikTok famous, there's not as much info on him, but he has like blown the fuck up.
Yes, he has. Yep.
And I think that there's a saying that says success is when opportunity meets preparation, or when preparation meets opportunity. So mm-hmm. basically that means Mike Dimes got big on TikTok, caught a fucking wave. And it just so happened that he was a good enough artist that he caught the wave and wrote it. He wasn't a one and done burnout.
No. Yeah.
He drops this album and he's like, oh, y'all like the one song. Here's 10 more. And then wait till the next album, and then wait till the next album. I mean, I think we're going to hear him fucking everywhere.
I know. Mike Dimes was like, as I started hearing him, started creeping his way up into my top rappers. He is right now my favorite rapper right now.
Huh?
He's taking place Denzel over Conway.
Shambles.
Right. Taking place over Conway, ASAP, Denzel. He's currently number one in my eyes. This guy is fucking on to something good. And this is his second studio album.
Yeah.
So, holy shit. He's already starting
off. Yeah, I don't even think D-Log was an album. It was like an EP, wasn't it?
Starting off strong.
There is one question I have. I'm sorry to interrupt but is him being such an overnight, I guess you can't say overnight success, but he is young and he did catch a wave in a way that a lot of rappers didn't even have possible, like to get popular off of TikTok.
Yeah.
Do you think that the industry adopts him or shuns him?
Well, think about it this way, because that's a good point, because if he doesn't, he's got to do it on his own, right? Exactly. So ASAP Rocky got huge almost overnight when he dropped Long Love because Peso came out, and that shit took to storm. But the industry didn't have to accept him because he already had ASAP Mob behind him. So regardless if they accepted him or not, he had his own makings to get himself more popular anyway. So to your point, it's like if the industry accepts him, he could just skyrocket, or this could be his only. But he has to take that now and like not just fall victim to the, now the industry has you, I got to create shit music now.
Right.
So
he's got to be himself.
I think that people are noticing him, obviously, and people are trying to jump on, like, trying to be the ones who produce his next shit. And so I feel like he's in the right track. Like, he definitely has a social media standpoint. He's definitely got the fucking voice. He's got the music now.
Hey, DM us back, you know? We've been DMing you, bro.
I think we've been DMing you,
bro.
Dog.
Fucking get us back.
I think we missed our opportunity. Because it would have been when he dropped D-Log. Now he's gone. I think the opportunity is like, he's just too big now.
He caught the first.
He's like, how many views ticket, do you bro? Guys get per episode? Yeah. Hey, I got 25 million on my last song. And you're like, oh,
not
shit.
Even his most, Home is probably like one of his bigger songs.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have the plays like fucking Wiss and shit does. Yeah. It's insane.
I mean, Wiss has something special about that shit. The fucking beat. I remember when you showed that to us. Like, what was it? That was like months ago, wasn't it?
It was like probably December, November-ish.
And he even said, he was like, oh, y'all think this is like just a song that I'm putting out? No, I got an album coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He wasn't lame.
He knew what he was doing.
Bro, the song, I want to say my favorite songs, too. It's hard to say all of the whole album, but I got to start off with Where the Party At.
Yeah, the Duke song. What the fuck?
That fucking song. I mean, Duke Deuce always comes in with the hot intro, right? But the fact that he comes in, God damn it, I saw the lyrics. He comes in, he says, the party don't start until a white girl shows him titties. And that's true, baby. Mm. That party don't start till that white girl shows him titties.
Uh-huh.
And, God, I was just, like, so surprised that he got fucking Duke Deuce on this shit. Because I'm
South,
like,
bro. Like, that's a good, actually, a good thing. Because Duke Deuce is an industry.
Right.
He's still trying to figure out, like, where he fits in.
Right.
But he's Memphis, right? And Memphis is hot right now. Like, they got a bunch of heat.
Hotter than this room.
It's like a kettle
hotter
cooking,
than
right?
This fucking room.
Like a Dutch oven in there, bitch. And Duke Deuce is fat, so you know he likes to eat.
He I thought you were gonna go with the hotness.
He goes in over here to Texas, right?
Yeah.
And meets Mike Dimes. They make stuff together. That just means that next thing you might see is Mike Dimes coming back over into Memphis.
Oh my God.
And I felt, I'll let you finish what you were saying, but I felt like he had strong Memphis vibes on some of these songs.
I think so, too. And
Young
that's why
Dolph
sounding. I was questioning whether he was actually from Texas or not.
It's just South, you know?
It just sounded like South just sounds so raw.
We're in a weird thing today where on the internet, all the styles kind of blend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can be in Texas and make songs that sound like you're from Memphis. I mean, fuck, you could be in Texas and make shit like West Side Gun in them, you know? Like that.
Yeah.
Slow boom bap shit. So go ahead. I'm sorry,
but I was gonna say the same thing. Like, just his voice is incredible, and that's it. That's instantly what got me hooked. Like, Home with the first song of the album.
I'm from Texas.
Such
so
a banger.
My grandma, big booty, Mustang.
I find myself saying, "Bitch, my name is Mike Dimes." A lot.
He, and that's also what I think. Like, really set him apart. Like, from what Deontay is doing, because he's promoting his name almost every song.
Yeah.
So any song that's being played on media, you hear him go, "Bitch, I'm Mike Dimes."
Yeah.
Everybody's like,
name.
"Mike Dimes."
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Genius.
Like, that's a good name too. It's not like
it's
extravagant.
Simple.
It's
simple.
Simple.
It's not double M-O-G anymore.
I gotta
right?
say though, being from Delaware, we only have one Dimes, right? And that's Bobby Dimes.
Bobby Dimes. Yeah.
So
I
what
need,
do we think?
I need him to make a comeback.
What do we think about Mike Dimes kind of trying to steal the nickel from underneath of Bobby Dimes?
To be honest,
trying to make change out of his ass.
I need them to fight.
Two Dimes?
Yeah.
That can only be one.
Mm-hmm.
Brother.
They need to put Mike Dimes.
Brother.
They did on the album cover, bro. Yeah. It's done. It's been done.
They need to do that, bro. Done. Like, in real life.
All right. Let me tell you what I think.
Okay. Raise that fucking brow, dude. Give me some high brow shit.
This is good.
Now give me some low brow shit.
Is that good?
That's what I'm talking about.
Should I say it like this?
Yeah, bro.
All right. So the thing about Mike Dimes is, right, he's from Texas. He surprised me, A, in the fact that he was able to make consistent bangers back to back, songs that all would sound good on the radio, songs that all fit into everyone's playlist right now. I will say that it's a cheat code to just have banger after banger after banger. Mm. Like, that's awesome, right? Like, I like to be able to hear banger after banger after banger. But I don't think I learned a whole lot about, like, what kind of talent Mike Dimes really has for composition. Because I just heard Mike Dimes rapping the same way over heavy hitting beats. And a lot of these beats, they're all down south slanging, which I love that shit. The beats that he has, the one song in particular, I think it was Paparazzi, which was actually my favorite song on the album because of how crazy it goes. Mm. And because I think you could have just switched him out with Young Dolph, R.I.P.
Yeah.
It would have been the same song. Mm-hmm. So I felt like heavy inspiration from Southern artists, especially Dolph, which A, just shows you how big Dolph was, how important he was. But it also shows that Mike Dimes is a product of his environment, which is just like very cool because a lot of these artists, like, we're losing that, like, local sound that we always have. Like, if I asked you to tell me what Philly sound was, would you be able to tell me?
I'd tell you to look up Philly Hardaway.
It is still Hardaway season.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that when you have such a rich hip hop history as the South does, and we have a lot of art, like I would say Travis Scott made a new thing. Like he is the biggest artist out of the South right now, I arguably, right? Besides maybe Lil Wayne. And he sort of took it and went a different way with it. Mike Dimes is like, no.
Taking it home with
Let me use what we built down here.
Right.
And I'm going to just slay this shit and stay in this lane. And I like that. So I will say that I think it's super dope. I like that he got a feature from Duke Deuce.
What the fuck?
I hope to all God that he doesn't get blackballed and people are like, oh, you that TikTok kid?
Right.
And then he doesn't get any good features.
Right.
Regardless, as long as he keeps making music like this, I'm in.
Right.
I'm fucking...
I'm 10 toes down.
Let's rate this bitch. Alex, why don't you start us off?
I'm going to go production first.
Chill.
Because production is a 10 for
me. Oh, whoa.
Production is a 10 for me. This is everything I always talk about. I just want...
Wait, call it what it is, though. A dime, right?
Yeah, it's a dime. It's a banger fucking production. That dirty fucking sound, chopped and screwed type, like Bone Thugs, Memphis, Texas. It's like a big mix, like a hybrid, if you will, of just two different styles into one. It was fucking awesome. Lyrics, I will say, probably going to say like an 8.5.
Because,
although I do fuck with Mike Dimes, and he is my new favorite rapper, and I'm really digging everything he's doing.
Yo,
I still don't really know who he is. So I want...
Through his lyrics.
Yeah, through his lyrics. I want to figure out a little more about Mike Dimes.
But not too much where you know he's opening his butt.
Without him saying...
You don't
like,
want to know the smell of his farts,
just
right?
saying, bitch, I'm Mike
Actually, no,
Dimes.
I
kind
of do. I want to know what this motherfucker eating.
Or, you know, because he's just letting us know right now that he's getting the bag and he's fucking making headway with
Jurassic
it.
Park.
I want to know a little more about... him. So I would say 8.5 on lyrics,
just
10 on the production, give it a 9 overall.
That's fucking a 9. Sweet. I love that you rated it so high because like that makes me feel like I'm now justified with Josiah, right?
This is his Josiah.
This is the thing, right? This album was crazy good. Like you said, banger after banger after banger. It just didn't stop. And the production on this really like just made me fucking geek, bro. Like the I think it was Paparazzi or maybe it was it was Gigolo. I'm a gigolo, yeah, I'm a gigolo. The fucking dirty goddamn South beat, the ding ding.
We're
ding,
on that dirty ding, South ding, beat right now, ding, man.
Ding, so simple on the piano, just a fucking 808s just blasting.
A lot of piano in this bitch.
Yeah. And
only the left half of the piano.
And I think you're right. Like Young Dolph could have been put in any of these tracks and it would have sounded like the same from him, if not better.
Yeah.
Right. So I think production, I'm gonna rate like maybe an 8.5. I'm not gonna give it a 10. But boy, did this fucking... I mean, this is what is making the TikTok shits viral, right? The fucking beat, you know? And lyrically, like I said, like, he's got that voice. And I think the voice, your melody, is probably the most important about all of it. Because, like, you look at how monotone he sounds. And how he doesn't lift his voice up or down at all. It's just a straight line of just him rapping. And it's still so good. But, like, he's not doing anything different with his voice. Like, compared to Kenny Mason, Kenny Mason takes the fucking
Kenny
ball.
Mason.
He's
Kenny
got such
Mason.
A wide spectrum of how he can use his voice as a different instrument. But Mike Dimes still is fucking just taking this cake, right? And I would say right now he's got more popularity than Kenny Mason.
Oh, for sure.
Would say.
Yeah, I think so.
For sure.
I would... For sure, say
Kenny Mason's album. What was it called?
Angelic Hood Rat.
Angelic
Hood
Rat.
Those songs weren't getting a million plays.
Not at all.
Absolutely.
Maybe
not.
Hit. I think Hit got like 2 million.
And, but that was like with a lot of features too.
Yeah.
Though. So lyrics, I'm gonna say maybe like 6.5. Really good. I'm not gonna rate it too low, but I think that he still. he's still gonna grow.
Yep.
I mean, he is so young, and even him getting these 10 million, 20 million views on each song is crazy. He literally came out of nowhere. When we were reviewing D-Log, nobody knew D-Log, and it's wild. It's wild to see how fast he grew. So overall, I think I'm going to rate this like a 7.5.
Right down the mid.
Yeah, and that's going to be my final review on fucking In Dimes We Trust.
Chill. Production-wise, I'm in agreement with y'all on the proportions, right? But not in the numbers. I think my boy over here, you're hype, and I appreciate that. My boy over here came off the griddle, right? And it's still hot, right? So now I'm on the floor, right? You dropped me on the floor.
Right. And you're a giant fucking ice cube right now,
I'm a big fucking back-blowing, hey, do you need a Nexium? Right. What's that? Never mind. I'm going to go and try to be realistic with this. I like the production. Sounded good. I like the honesty with staying with down south, slanging type production with the fat 808 that like it hits like a Suicide Boys beat. Mm-hmm. I like that it's got the bounce of like down south, like Louisiana. And then it also like his voice sounds slow and like deep.
Little like Still Tipping vibes.
Like kinda. Still Tipping, like that Texas sound, that fucking lean rap. I'm down with all of it. I think it's very cool and I like to hear it. And he made it. He took it and he turned it, like turned the crisper up, right? So the crisp on it.
He put the shit in there.
Extra crisp, dude. Extra crisp. So I was very appreciative of that. I think actually putting the violin on Wiss. Besides that, a lot of piano, just like the same kind of like dun-dun, like people like Pooh Shiesty type shit, right? So if I'm going to go for diversity, it's not going to be high, but it does sound good, but it sounds good in the same way that DaBaby sounds good to me. Like I will bang it because the beat is hot, but the beat isn't pushing any boundaries for me. Mm-hmm. Still strong. Production-wise, I'm giving it a 6.5, okay? Now relax.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just
break my back?
Relax, because I'm going to go for lyrics.
Did you just break my back?
He's got a great voice. Mm-hmm. He does not vary it. Right. He does not sing. His actual lyrics are not that hot, I don't think. I think he's just doing like that generic rapper shit that could come out of anybody's mouth. Mm-hmm. So on your point, I want to hear more from him and learn more about him. He's got to rap about more interesting shit for me to give him a higher rating. That being said, it all sounds good. Beautiful. Chef's kiss, right? It's going to be a 6 for lyrics. I like this album. It's so good, and I will continue to bump it. But for me, technically, it's only a 6.3.
Ooh.
There you have it, folks.
Toasty.
149 is in the books. Thanks for tuning in.
Make sure you hit that motherfucking like button, please. Helps your boys out and become a fucking Wazoopiel. Y'all don't know how much that means to us, all right? Drop a DM on our Instagram at Wazoo Podcast. If you're an artist out there and you want to be a Wazoo podcaster, you want to be on the fucking joint like K-Ron, and we reviewed his album, Lion Sold, fucking shoot us a message, bro. We friendly. We may be white, but we friendly. And make sure you go on anchor.fm/Wazoo Podcast. Hit that motherfucking bag button. We trying to get some beer out here.
For real.
And you know, tune in next week.